Blog Talk Radio.
Symphonic. Yo. Hey.
Running shit, yeah, probably. Whoa. It's a mojo world, everybody watch me. Speed demon like a new Kawasaki. Whoa. Burning ops like we put them on hibachis. I'm a savage, that's what they told me. And it's a cold world, but I won't let it fold me. I'm a Gyarados in a pool of golden king shit. Folk will need to go check his holdings.
Don't be envious, my shine is brighter than radiant fires. You ain't the shit unless you plan to be waddling in it. If I handled it, you know my name's the first that they whisper. Diamonds blinging, chain swinging like the chrono was triggered. Speaking of chrono, you see the time machine on my wrist? It's immaculate, even future Trump believes it's the shit. Cause it is, you see who's wearing it? Why you surprised? My bar is heavy like a Chevy, we can go for a ride, ninja.
P-H-E-E-N-I-S, we in this bitch, you know what that means. We up in our bag of rhymes, scheming on beats till infinity. P-H-E-E-N-I-S, we in this bitch, you know what that means. We up in our bag of rhymes, scheming on beats till infinity.
Coming for you like a crack, just knowing I'll never pass this. Reminiscence of a life that will never finish. Diminished by added works, I'm stuck here on this earth while immersing this curse, but things will probably get worse. There's no hurts to my name, no game over for me to claim. Ashamed of my new past, while submerging this added wrath. Purging my wrath to cope with this anesthesia aftermath. It's not scary like Barry, my life will be gone in a flash.
Facing the crowd, make my mama proud. Say, it's a new day like woods. I think I could, I know I can. Flow ugly, comic fans don't match. Like holding a fish on Tinder, surprise like Kinder. Choke, I want the smoke. You slow poke, no tails. Always fails, rock comeback, run that. Lake of rage, thick gauge with a pizza cutter. From the gutter, watch me shine. After a thousand times.
P-H-E-E-N-I-S, we in this bitch, you know what that means. We up in our bag of rhymes, scheming on beats till infinity. P-H-E-E-N-I-S, we in this bitch, you know what that means. We up in our bag of rhymes, scheming on beats till infinity.
All right, that was the new single, Till Infinity, from SBF. Let's go ahead and throw some claps on that. Yes. And we have them here on the Digital Meet. This is the Digital Meet and Greet. We don't go on because it's ready. We go on because it's 9 o'clock and it's Tuesday. Welcome to the Digital Meet and Greet. Our guest for tonight is SPF, and they're here to talk about their new album, the new team member they have, upcoming shows, past shows, all kind of stuff. Plus, we're going to get into some general nerd talk, too, you know, because you heard them shout out some of the video games in the, you know, like Chrono Trigger in the, you know, when they're spitting. And as you know, that my brother and I have a new game dev company, and we're working on a game right now, an RPG, just like Chrono Trigger, but better. gotta be, that's not a joke. The better, but better part, you know, we're going to work up to that. We got to work with what we got now, but we are dropping a RPG, which we talked about on Thursday during the Tubi Talk Live discussion. And if you want to know more about the upcoming video games that we're working on, independent games that we're releasing, join the CAVE group. The CAVE stands for Comics, Anime, Video Games, and Entertainment. Join that Facebook group, and we'll be putting more information and details on what we're working on. All right. And, hey, hopefully one day we can get a track from some felonious funk, you know, to go up in one of the one of our releases once we do. But yeah, enough of that. Enough of that. We'll talk about that later. Let's get the band on here so they can talk about their new album and what's going on. But before I do that, let me bring on the host, Sharika E.
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm ready for tonight's show.
Yes, yes. I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to this show as well. It's going to be a good show, as usual.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the song? What'd you think about the single that we played at the beginning of the program, broadcast?
I liked it. I thought it was hot. You know, I'm definitely, you know me, I'm a beats girl, so I always listen to the instrumental and stuff, and I really liked it. I especially like when the beat drops and stuff, so I listened to the whole album, actually, like, this afternoon. So, I mean, it was
nice.
Really different. Their song was very versatile, and it's like, you know, it's not the same monotonous, you know, beat. It's like a different, you know, different instrumentals for each song that tie in very well. So I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, well, actually, you know what? When we bring on Felonious Funk, he'll talk about the production because, you know, they do some unique stuff with the tracks, and he'll get more into that. Let's go on ahead and bring them on now. Let's actually start with Felonious Funk. Felonious Funk, how you doing?
Yo, Jay, what's happening, man?
Yeah, just doing a show as usual.
What's up, everybody?
Yes. Sharika E., this is the producer, the man behind the beats, Felonious Funk.
Hello, how are
Yo.
You?
Hey, correction though, I didn't produce any of this. This all goes to my boy, Modest Mind.
Oh,
Modest Mind production.
Okay. Oh man, okay, you're the newest member. Okay, I know Modest Mind's probably got his fist balled up. Like, how dare he?
Right, right.
We're gonna bring him on in just a second. I know. Yeah, yeah. Okay, my bad. Yeah. Well, you know. We're gonna get it. We're gonna get it right. Like I said, we don't go on because we're ready. We're going because it's 9 o'clock, and it's Tuesday. Now before we bring on Modest Mind, the newest member, we're gonna bring on Lord Zay, one of the lead MCs in the group. Lord Zay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Good to hear you. Good to speak to you again, man.
No, it's been a while. It's been a while. I'm back. We're back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Indeed, indeed. And I want to ask you all about the, I mean, if I'm prying too much, let me know. But I want to know about the new lineup, like what's going on. I know everybody's still cool, right?
Yeah. No, everyone's still cool. Kind of like Wu-Tang with it, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes new members come in, you come back. It's still family. Everybody's in and out. No one's gone for good.
Gotcha. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's still family. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's what
I mean,
like to hear.
I'll give you guys a small spoiler. We actually got me and Terrible Toe King got a show coming up in Miami together. We're going to be representing SBF there with Modest Mind. So. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of a reunion. We're getting the crew back together. So. Yes,
definitely shout out to Terrible Code King. He's a he's also a member of the Cave group, and he's in there active, always plugging and posting stuff. I didn't know he was back to making music. So Terrible Code King, if you're streaming, then oh go ahead. You about to call
this is his step back in. So we're just gonna throw him in the deep water. Like, hey, remember how to do this? Let's swim again. So that's what we're doing with the boy.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm definitely waiting. I'm looking forward to listening to new music from Terrible Toad King. And if you're streaming tonight, Terrible Toad King, jump on the line. You're welcome to plug. You know, just plug. you welcome back. Welcome back to the mic. Oh yes. Now, Let's go on ahead and bring on DJ Modest Mind. It's going to be my first time speaking to him, the producer of this new album. How you doing, DJ Modest Mind?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Let me throw some cheers on for you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely, man. I've been working with SPF on and off since 2017, I believe, and you know, and it's good to,
yeah,
you know, yeah, yeah, it's been that, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm an honorary member now. I feel like I'm an honorary member.
He hits you with the Kevin Hart, Don Cheadle, damn.
Right, right.
Exactly. Damn,
I was in my mid-20s, man, living life when it started.
Yeah, man. Long way.
Yeah.
Long ways.
Definitely, definitely. Now I can start with Sharika. This is the producer behind the new album. I apologize. Yeah. But yeah, now I want to, before I pass the mic to Sharika, because this is what she's going to do. She's going to sit you down in the hot seat and interrogate you like a cop, you know, like she does. but before we do, I just want to ask, as far as the beats and the production, now I know you guys usually sample video game tracks and stuff like that. Did you sample any on the new album? If so, I didn't catch anything. You know, I some games it might not have, you know, hit me, but did you guys sample for the new album any video games?
So there's only one track on the album that actually has a video game sample, and it's Checkpoint. I wanted to give Jesse or Swag Switch a Sonic song to rap on. So I sampled the soundtrack from Sonic R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wanted to give him something real fat and real homey for him, you know, something that he's comfortable with.
Definitely, definitely.
And ironically, he's not on the song.
Yeah, I did recognize the Sonic references in that track too, you know. So just that one. Well, I'm gonna ask you more about the production later, but it's Sharika's time to grill you all. So, Sharika, here you go.
Thank you so much, Jane. How are you, gentlemen, tonight?
Good. Not too bad.
I'm doing fantastic.
Fine, thank you. Okay, so I just want to jump right into it. So what was the concept behind the name SPF?
Oh, explaining the story.
Shout out to Terrible Tolkien.
So you want me to do it?
He usually has a story.
Man, basically it was a bad joke that went too far, and now we're stuck with the name, and we're sticking with it.
Yeah.
we had a night, all of us at a con, and I just jokingly said, what if Arnold Schwarzenegger had the Phoenix Force? And originally we were the Schwarzenegger Phoenix Force, and then no one could spell Schwarzenegger correctly, so we became Symphonic Phoenix Force, so that's how we switched to SPF.
Okay.
it's wild. I know.
So when you think of people hearing, like, you know, when you think of people, like, talking about the names of their groups or, you know, just names in general, you think it's a, you know, more in-depth behind it. So it's definitely, you know, comical to hear that it was something funny behind it. But I kind of wanted to get into Till Infinity. Is it Till Infinity, right? That's the song?
Yes.
On the album? So,
yep.
Okay, so Till Infinity and then Pluto, it's entirely different. Like, the sound is a little different. You know, Pluto sounds more of like an R&B / hip-hop, where Till Infinity sounds more of, you know, that hip-hop, you know, that old-school type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was the concept behind mixing or just having that idea of the different beats and, you know, the instrumentals behind it?
So what I really like to do is I like to take an album and take inspiration from a bunch of different artists and go with a concept and then create around that concept. Flag Switcher and I actually did an album called Parabee, where I chose a different artist like Cardi B, Blueface, all them, and I made a song in that style, and he did a song in that style to match it. And I took sort of a similar approach to this with Till Infinity. One of my favorite niches in rap is Memphis rap. So I took a lot of inspiration from the scene in Memphis to make that beat. Whereas with Pluto, I really wanted to make, a Mariah Carey 90s R&B summer song, but let Siren Serif sort of put her little twist on it. So that we got the sound that I was looking for, but she got to talk about what she wanted to talk about.
Okay, so it makes sense because, you know, you do hear that R&B aspect of it, and then it goes into more of like the hip-hop side, which I was totally thrown off, I must say. I rather enjoyed it. So I want to ask Midas Mind about like the beats and the production. Like, how does your mind work when you're thinking up about like different beats, or do you have to hear, you know, the chorus or the hook first before do you already have the beat in mind when you're thinking about that particular song?
So a lot like the older producers that did crate digging, you know, they would walk into a record store and just go and pick up a number of different records and sample off of those. Modern producers have a lot of similar resources online, you know, with Splice and Loopmaster and Cymatix and all these guys. So a lot of my time spent producing is really just looking through loops and getting inspiration from those, and sometimes just pulling directly from those loops and modifying them as needed. So really what it was is I found a sample for Till Infinity and ran with it. But I immediately got, you know, the Memphis sound. And then with Pluto, I originally found the sample, the little twinkle bell sound in the background. And I immediately, like, heard in my head, I was like, this is Mariah Carey. I got to do something with this. I got to get Siren Serif singing on this. Like, I want to show her off. So it really just starts with a sound that throws me in a direction, and I run with it.
Okay, it makes sense. I always kind of wondered, like, how producers come up with their beats and everything to the, you know, songs and stuff. Well, Thelonious Funk, I wanted to ask everyone, how is it having a newest member of the group? Like, when you thought about, okay, so we wanted to introduce someone, you know, we wanted to bring on someone else into the group, someone that can, you know, bring something to the table. Like, what was that like for you? Like, what was that experience like?
I think it was wonderful because it definitely gave me a break because I'm still a producer, but I, you know, run my own label, and so I'm producing for everybody else. I really didn't get to, like, have, like, time to produce for a group as well. So when we brought in Modest, it was just like, one, it was definitely a breath of fresh air because he's young and he has the ear to the street. He has the ear on the internet, and like, he knows that sound. So him bringing that sound to us, you know, it gives us a whole fresh new look. And from there, it just took off. So I think it was good. It was a good choice that we made as far as bringing him in.
I agree with that. You know, Modest, I'm gonna like blow your ego here for a bit, but like, he is definitely something that we needed in this group. I felt like we had stagnated for a bit. Like, the motivation wasn't hitting like it was before, and then when he came in, he's like, "No, bro, like, we got something here. Let's just go. Let's just move." Cause the pandemic definitely took us all out. We went from having one of the biggest lineups of 2020, and all of a sudden, the world said, "Nah." So we were definitely out. So, and then Modest definitely helped me out with my single career as well. So, like, he's been backing me almost every show that I go to. He's first one there with me for soundtrack. He's the last one to leave with me, helping me clean up the merch table. I can sing Modest's praise all fucking day. Excuse my language. All day. So definitely glad to have him in the group.
Man, this is great. I love this.
So I wanted to ask, though, and this is for all three of you gentlemen, I just wanted to ask, like, what was that experience like? Okay, so you said, you know, you had great success in 2020, and then things went a little stagnant, right? So what was that whole, like, thought process like? So I know sometimes when, you know, things go stagnant, you kind of think to yourself, like, what can we do? And, you know, what can we do to get the crowd hype again? So, like, what was in your thought process behind the whole concept? Like, we'll bring on a new member and this is how things would, you know, flow or work out. Or did you, were you a little nervous?
I wouldn't say nerves. I mean, nerves are always there. Before Modest became a full-time member, he had worked with Siren in an online competition called a BPC, which was, what was that, 2021 when you did that, Modest?
I think it was 2021, yeah.
So
it was around 2021.
And he had built a good, you know, reputation for himself there. People were getting hyped for their sound together. They did had a really good run in that competition. So it was just a seamless move just to bring them in full time right after that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we were doing what every artist was doing at that time frame. We were getting on Twitch. We were doing these online shows. It was different. It reminded me of, like, the first day we started rapping when no one was in the crowd, Mario's Bass Funk. the ninja crowds, I used to call them. We just got to grinding as much as we could. But, like, it was hard for a minute. It was really, really hard to find that motivation. Because, like, going with a live crowd, there's just some energy to it with that instant gratification feedback and compared to reading it into in a chat room. It's a little bit of a difference.
Okay, so now I'm going to switch it up a little bit. For Felonious Funk, I know you stated that you were also a producer. Is that right? And you have your own label?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so what was that whole process like for you? So when did you decide that, you know, hey, I have a love for music, this is what I always, you know, you had a love for music, but is this something that you always said to yourself that you wanted to do? Like, when was that point in a turning point in your life when you said, you know, I want to do music, I love it so much that this is what I want to do for my career?
Man, when I first met Xavier at college, now it was years ago, because I was in Florida going to Full Sail with Lord Zay, and like any college student, ran out of money, couldn't go back home, so all I really could do was just keep doing the music thing, and here I am today, still doing it. It was a tough road. And it's still a tough road, but it's like just having the faith and, you know, with a good team behind me, like, sky's the limit. And, like, I wouldn't do anything else but music.
Okay. So with that being said, who were some of your inspirations or people that, you know, you grew up listening to and, you know, you decided to yourself, like, hey, this is something that's, you know, really intriguing to me. I like the song. I want to make music that other people can enjoy and, you know, listen to.
Oh, music in general. Started with the Neptunes back in high school because I was a marching band nerd. And when I found out they were a marching band, I was like, yo, maybe I could do this as well. And they made beats too. So I was like, that's cool. When I decided to do Nerdcore, I was with Lord Zay. And, you know, we was watching, like, YouTube videos on, MC Frontalot, Mega Ran. And that's when I found out, like, yo, people of our color could do this. Like, they rap about nerdy stuff, too. Like, let's go. Like, and from there, I just took off from there.
Okay. Now, Lord Zay, I wanted to ask you similar of the same question. Like, when did you decide that, you know, you wanted to do music, or is it something that you always wanted to do?
That's a good question. I started doing music when I was very, very young. The first time I ever rapped was like when I was 5 years old. I kind of fell out of it for a while until I got back into high school. And then talking to my mother, I was like, hey, I really want to like follow music as a career. So I ended up going to Full Sail. And that's where I met Thelonious Funk. But, yeah, I was introduced to hip-hop at a very, very young age. My first tape was Capone Noriega. So that's how I started.
Okay. And what other influences in music are you inspired by?
I hate to be that guy, but basically everything. Like, one of the things I dream about doing one day is, like, having a punk band or a ska band and just continue, like, to make different sounds of music because I am truly inspired by it a lot. I try to put a lot of elements into the music that I make now. I just remember when I was younger, I saw this MTV Cribs episode with Big Boy, and he pulled out every artist under the sun that was not in hip-hop. And I was like, ah, okay, in order to become better, I have to learn music. I can't just be stuck in this one genre forever. And that's what helped me branch out. And I just have a passion for this.
Okay. And you did talk about, you know, a single career, right? So I would like to ask, what or which, I would say, which male artist do you see yourself or would you like to see yourself working with in the future, as well as female artists?
Well, the dream is always Nas, you know. That's always a dream. If you got to go female, then the dream is Lauryn Hill. Those are two of my biggest inspirations right there. So I don't know how I'll work with them. I could just be in the studio and press buttons, but if I could work with them, I'll work with them in a heartbeat.
Okay. And like in today's, you know, you know, with the younger artists and everything coming up, which, you know, like younger male artists and female artists would you say?
For females, mine's a little bit more obscure. That's going to be Nitty Scott MC. She is a Latina great rapper out of Florida. She's been killing the game. Like one of my biggest crushes. I just love her. She's amazing. I'll do anything to work with her professionally. Like, she's just top tier. As for new male, he's not really new, but like J. Cole. He's the one I go back to listening to all the time or check out stuff. I mean, then you got Tyler, the Creator, and artists like that, but I kind of like stick to that, you know, J. Cole side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it definitely does sound diverse. Like, okay, so for all three of you gentlemen, I would like to ask, like, you know, because you have so, you know, because it's like a lot of music and different sounds, do you ever see yourself working in sort of the like reggae or reggae tone like genre of music?
I mean, yeah, me and Modest Mind made a reggaeton song off my last solo album. That's definitely something I'm going to pursue in the future as well. You know, I am Puerto Rican. Definitely want to touch a little more base with my roots there. So.
Yeah, and I'm Haitian, so I'm right there with them. I'm an islander too. You know, my grandfather used to play in bands in Haiti when he was younger. So when Lord Zay was like, yo, I want to make a new song, I was like, okay, let's try something different. You know, pull out the reggaeton, urbano sound, and let them hop on it, and you know, we went from there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
Midas, what about you?
In terms of, like, sound
and different beats that you may, come up with and any ideas that you may have. Like, do you have any ideas to do anything, like, you know, versus, like, you know, hip-hop, R&B with a, you know, slight touch of reggaeton or reggae-inspired beat?
Gotcha. Yeah, so something interesting that I've noticed lately is I've gotten a lot into K-pop, Korean pop, rap music, and I've noticed that they actually use a lot of reggaeton, like, drum patterns in a lot of their songs, and it's been really interesting to study how those two basically opposite sides of the world are coming together and applying that to sort of what I do over here. So I always like to take a little bit of inspiration from everywhere. That way I can't, you know, where I live, Florida, where, you know, where they and I live, there's no real Florida sound outside of, like, maybe Denzel Curry. But everybody down here just kind of does anything that they want in terms of sound. So it's real easy to just jump into whatever we want to do.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. Now, Sharika, thank you for that. Now, I want, before we bring on JT, because JT has been waiting patiently, we're about to bring him on. Sharika, I want to ask you, what was one of your favorite songs from the current album?
Honestly, I really enjoyed Pluto the best for me. I wouldn't say the best for me because all the songs sounded, you know, they were very different in its own aspect, but each song had a, you know, the beats was just amazing, especially when it, you know, when the beat drops, it's like, you know, my mind starts to wander because I love beats so much and just grew up on different genres of music, country music, reggae, R&B, soul, jazz, you know, different things my mom used to play. It kind of inspires me to think about, like, the instrumental portion behind it. And when I listened to Pluto, it was like, okay, that was a little different. I didn't expect it to be more of the R&B side. But then, you know, when the hip-hop kind of rolled in on in, I was like, okay, well, I was a little bit taken back. So I was like, okay, yes, I like this. You know, this is definitely something that, you know, you could listen to and vibe to. But it also, each song for me sounded somewhat inspirational. So it seemed to have a message each song, which I rather enjoyed.
Oh, yes, indeed, indeed. Yes. Where my claps at? All right. So we're going to bring on JT. And then after JT, we're going to bring on the callers. So if, excuse me. So if you're streaming from an app, or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. And if you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, we'll bring you on. We're talking to SPF about their current album and their new member and all different types of other things. So if you got any questions, if you want to network with them, you're welcome to do that. This is the time for that. Plus, we're still going to do open discussion. I know a lot of y'all like that. So we're going to just, hey, we're going to give the people what they like. You guys want to call in and say, hey, SPF, you guys are great, but I want to change the subject and talk about something else. You're welcome to do that, too. And SPF is welcome to join that conversation, too, if they have an opinion on, you know, whatever you want to talk about. So yeah, we're doing that. Let's go on ahead and bring on JT. JT, how you doing?
I'm good. How everybody doing? What's up, JT? What's up, Rich?
Doing well.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, man, I ain't wanna take up too much time. I mean, I'm ready for the callers to get in and get their questions on, but I had a chance to listen to the album, and I'm digging the whole album, man. Y'all really, I mean, you know, reminded me why I love, you know what I'm saying, all genres of music. And just want to salute y'all for the creative, you know, genius y'all put into the grand album. And the only question I got for y'all is, when you got into that creative mode, what did it take to create, you know, some of the songs on the album? And what are some of y'all favorites, you know, off of the album?
Because this album was sort of created, it started being created like in the middle of the pandemic, getting into that creative mode is really, really hard. Like, I'm not going to to sugarcoat it. It was tough. It you know, it required all of us to sort of grab each other up and be like, all right, we're doing this. Time to get in the booth and you know, lay it down. And it's got, you know, we tried setting deadlines for ourselves just to make sure that we were going. But once all of us really got going, you know, it flew by a little bit. It was just a matter of getting to that point where we had all the beats in place. We decided which ones we wanted to go on. We decided who was going to be on what, and then we just went with it. Once we got to that point, it was easier than I thought it would be, because I've only done one other album with Swag Switcha, and you know, going one-on-one on a single album is way different than trying to coordinate, you know, five other people.
Coordinating five other people is very, very difficult. Anybody who's in a group will tell you how hard it is just to get everybody on the same mindset. I mean, I know for the first half of the album, I'll be honest, I was not there. Basically, I was going through my own personal journey. But when I came to Hunker Down, I came in. I actually recorded and wrote every song in 2 days. But that was because they laid the groundwork for me and told me, like, hey, I got the vibe. I was like, all right, I see what we're creating. Let's go for it. So definitely, definitely was challenging.
Yeah, like, it took me a while because – I really had to take the actual artist's mindset, because I was only the producer, but just like really learning how to write a verse, and then not only that, I had to, you know, really ante up the writing skills, because I'm against three other people that's been doing it for years, so it was kind of challenging, but what came out is I thought it was great. And I guess according to y'all liked it too. So, yeah, it was a good experience, and I'm still learning how to write, and hopefully I can get better. You know, try to get up to par with Zay and Swag and Siren. Yeah,
and Polonius is being a little bit modest here, but not mine. Yeah, he's my MVP. Right. Man. Like, Polonius came on every track and killed it. I texted that first time I heard it. I was like, man. Nailed every single one, man.
When he sent me his vocals for Pluto, I wanted to call him straight up on the phone and be like, this is awesome. Like, I was honestly shocked at what he gave me, just because it was so different than anything that I've ever heard him do. I was so excited.
Yeah, whatever his vocals on Checkpoint. If you want to know a favorite song,
yeah,
Checkpoint
was
my favorite thing,
because
that's my baby.
Yeah,
Checkpoint
was a whole different, like, was a whole different scenario, man. Yeah. You say if I had to choose a song on there, that's probably my favorite one.
You know, there is a world where there is a Swag Switcher verse on Checkpoint. Funk just came in and killed that little bridge, and it's like, we didn't need it.
Right.
I mean, it's like, I can't do better than that. We just left it there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely. So, now we're going to, before we take a, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to have to formulate my question better. Let's go on ahead. Oh, JT, do you have any other questions before we bring on the first caller?
Nah, man, I'm good for right now.
Okay, good. All right. Let's go on ahead and take some calls. Again, we're talking to SPF. If you have any questions, if you want to ask them anything, you're welcome to do that. Also, this is an open discussion as well, so if you want to bring some new topics on here, if you want to say, well, hey, the music is cool, that's good, I'm going to stream it. But hey, man, did you see the new movie, or what's going on in the world, or anything you guys want to talk about? We could talk about it, and we hopefully our guests have some opinions on that as well, you know, because that gets more people excited about the music when you get a little piece of their personalities and what they're into, you know. So yeah, you're welcome to do that. All right. Okay, whoever that was in the 919, if you're still streaming, definitely give us a call back. We're taking the calls in order, so just be patient. All right, let's take this caller. Caller, and I think I know who this is, but let's see. Caller in the 470-831, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Florence. Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Doing great, Florence. Flo, how you doing? Let's go ahead and throw some claps on it.
Thank you. No, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Oh, yeah, just doing the show. We doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How's it going?
So back to the music group that you're interviewing. So I listened to the album. I don't know if is it exactly 6 songs on your album or is it more?
It's just 6.
It's only 6
7
songs?
If you buy the on Bandcamp.
Okay.
If you buy it on Bandcamp,
so
there's a hidden song there.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So it's one more song. Okay, so when
yeah,
I get a chance,
that's behind
I'll
the paywall.
Okay, that's fine. I'll buy it next week. So the songs that I liked, it's 3 songs that I did like, which was the first one, so it's Infinity, and then I liked number 3, Imperium, and then number 6, For a Minute. I definitely like the beat is very upbeat, and I would say that it's different. Different type of tone, sounds very uplifting. And that's pretty much it. But they were decent music, nothing negative. And that's just, yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But
oh, yes.
Now, is this your first
yep.
album? Say it again?
No, it's not our group's first album.
It's a group's first album.
No, it's not.
No, it's the second album for us.
Oh,
as a
the
group.
Second. Okay.
You said second? Oh.
As a group, this is our second one, yeah. Me and Polonius have an album together. I have a solo album. Swag has a couple, I think 3 solo albums. Polonius has a compilation album. We have a bunch of music out there. But as SPF,
okay,
this is the second
yeah.
album.
Yeah, I've got
yeah.
an album
oh.
with Swag Switch on the side, too.
Okay, I don't know. See, I've been working with you guys since 17. I don't know why I thought it was more. I mean, like I said, you guys got a lot of songs and singles and stuff floating out, but there's just 2 actual full-length projects. Okay, yeah, that I should know that. But it's just so many. Y'all have so much good music out, though, you know. So I thought it might be you know more myself. Oh yes. I was surprised you said the second. I was, yeah, but
I mean, combined, I think we have about like close to 10 or 12 combined. Like we got some good music out there. Yeah.
Definitely. Flo, when you get a chance, check out some of the past stuff. You guys are welcome to plug links and stuff, too, for our listening
okay.
streamers.
So
yeah, check out the first album, Artifusion.
Artifusion?
Artifusion.
Yep, on the Bandcamp right there as well.
Yep.
I actually seen that on there, but I didn't know it was your album. But yes, I'll definitely check it out.
Oh yeah,
Murray, thank you.
You're welcome.
Definitely, Flo. Is there any other questions or even if you want to change the subject too during open discussion? Is there anything, any topics you want to talk about random with the group?
Well. First question I would want to ask you, do you guys watch TV?
Yes. Not as much as I probably used to.
But, right.
I think she said
okay,
Tubi.
So
I mean, watch
wrestling
right
movies.
Now.
I think she said Tubi, like the Tubi app.
Yeah, the Tubi app where it has a lot of movies.
You said Tubi, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she said Tubi.
No, I don't have Tubi.
Well, you got to get it because it definitely does have a lot of good movies and shows on there. So yesterday I watched a movie called Play Dead. It's very interesting. So it was about basically this little white girl was trying to get some money so she could save the house because they were late on the mortgage payments or whatever. So her brother and her boyfriend decided to do something really crazy, which was try to rob this man, and he had a shotgun. So he shot, her boyfriend dead, and, well, they thought he was dead. But nevertheless, the brother ends up getting away, and she finds out what the brother and her boyfriend has done. So to try to save her brother and to see her boyfriend for the last time, she actually, like, go get some medicine, and she injects herself in some medicine, and she plays dead. So she injects this needle on her arm, so they put her to sleep, and the brother had ended up leaving her there. So she had ended up in this facility. I'm not going to say facility, but it looks like where you pretty much, like, take care of the dead bodies so they can get buried or whatever. So that wasn't necessarily the case. It was really that the guy was taking dead people or killing them, where there's, like, if he found somebody off the street, like drug addicts or drunks, he would put them in there and he would kill them or operate on them, stealing their organs, because organs are worth a lot of money. So she finds her boyfriend in there, but he wasn't dead yet. So what happened after that? So she gets her boyfriend together, and they try to escape, but the crazy man ends up killing her boyfriend from stealing, like, I guess, still trying to steal the body parts and sell them. It was just really, really crazy, but also at the same time, it was a good movie.
Word. That's not something that would happen in Florida.
Complicated. Yeah.
But that's like Florida, man.
That does sound like a Florida story. Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
It's funny, but stuff. I mean, it's funny, but not funny because things like that really do happen. Recently, I'm not going to say recently, but I did read an article where this man in PA was found from, like, killing people and stealing their organs and selling them. So stuff like that does really go on. That's the sad part. But they had a movie about it. Well, the main point was to play dead so her brother could get away with the armed robbery. So that was the point.
Yeah, that sounds wild.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, it really was wild.
Mm-hmm.
But it's underneath TV Originals. That's what it's under.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, yeah. Now the Tubi app, I just want to say, the Tubi app is free. You know, you don't have to pay for it like Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and all these other apps that their content is declining on. You can get it free. So if you want to see something and take a gamble on it and say, damn, that shit was whack, I wasted my time on it, at least you didn't have to pay for it. So definitely download the Tubi app and also check out the movie Office Secrets. Office Secrets is coming in August. Shout out to the cast and crew of Office Secrets. For more information on that, just follow the Media Blast and Blacktopia and all the places you can see Jonathan Coleman at. So just definitely check that out coming soon. Also, check out the movie, Glory Mountain on Tubi, which is directed and produced by Felicia Rivers of Geeky One Films. And that's also the first video game that's coming out on our game development company, Coleman Interactive Studios. Let me give a shout out to, let me give a clap to myself. And the video, the, you know, it's a partnership with Geechee One Films. And the movie, the video game is based on the movie, but, I, you know, my brother and I took some creative liberties as well, you know, to spice it up and give, you know, make it more of a game. But all the characters from the movie is in it, will be in it. We're still programming and working on it. So definitely you all check that out on Tubi and then play the video game. If you guys want updates on the video game, join us in the CAVE group. And that's an acronym, CAVE, and that's C for comics, A for anime, V for video games, and E for entertainment. So definitely join that group if you want some updates. And shout out to Terrible Toad King. He's been checking out the updates on the upcoming video game and stuff like that. So before we take some more calls, I want to ask you, DJ Modest Mind, could you see yourself producing or putting some getting a beat placement in a video game? Since you guys are nerdcore.
I mean, I would love that. I recently joined a Discord for a video game that's getting made by an artist that we shared the bill on for Do Better Fest a couple of years ago. They are making an RPG and they're trying to crowdsource the production of the music a little bit, but I think that would be really cool. I'd like to do something like Mega Ran did with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles soundtrack, where it's just like a compilation. I think that would be awesome.
Yes, shout out to Mega Ran. I'm gonna re-upload my interview I did with him years ago, you know, and we put it out like it's new, even though it's old. But, definitely shout out to Mega Rand. And shout out to you, man. You know, hey, perhaps we could make it happen. Because after this, the first project that we're coming out with is an RPG, of course, Glory Mountain, in partnership with Geechee One Films. And we plan on doing a crowd, for to all the people that are streaming and listening, we're going to do a crowdfunding, too. But more so, it's going to be kind of like some sponsorship. So if you guys want, like, for all the listeners, if you want, like, a special thanks in the ending credits, or if you want a non-playable character that's featured in the game, we'll do that. You know, we'll do little packages like that and put the money towards the advertising of the game and things like that. So we're putting it out. I've been working kind of hard on it. It's kind of hard. I do so many things. So this is another thing added on to it that I gotta work on it. But still, the video game, it may not come out until 2024 at the soonest, because, you know, it's only so much time in the day, and, you know, and this is our first one and we're still working on it. But I say all that to say this, I definitely would love to have you at Thelonious Funk and, in the future or something, contribute to the tracks of one of our video game releases.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I did a track with Siren in the VPC where the challenge was make a video game song, and we made a sort of like a battle theme and had her singing over it. So, you know, I've got a little bit of it.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
This was dope.
Oh, yeah. So I put some claps on it. Oh, yes. Thelonious, man. Hook us up, man. Hook me up with Modest Mind. I'd like to connect with Modest Mind. Hit me up or figure out how we can do that. And, yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that in the future. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's make it happen.
Definitely. All right, we're going to take some more calls. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. We'll bring you on. We're talking to SBF about the new album, their old album, all the tracks they have out, upcoming shows, blink, blink, blah, blah, all that. We're talking about it all. And plus, we're also doing open discussion as well. So if you want to change the subject and bring up some new things, you're welcome to do that. Shout out to Flo, who is she's a Tubi consumer. I mean, excuse me, not consumer, connoisseur, so to speak. So she knows all about the Tubi films, And I also have, you know, also, as a PR specialist, I'm working with several producers and directors that have projects on Tubi. So, you know, I'm plugging that as well. So again, if you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We see a lot of people streaming, but we definitely want to talk to y'all, too. We don't do this to talk to ourselves. It's an interactive show. So definitely press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right. Now, I know Sharika E. has some more questions for you all, especially even more now that you've expanded and elaborated on some of the other questions. So, Sharika E., here's the mic again.
Thank you so much, Jay. So I had a question for all of you gentlemen, because I know, you know, it was mentioned that that you had to decide, like, you know, or you had to decide, like, who was on each beat. How was it making that decision or determination on, you know, which person was going to be on each beat?
It was honestly, the way that it worked is we made this, we collaborated on this basically on Discord, and in one of the text channels, I put the beat, and I said, put a reaction on this if you want to get on it. And everybody who did that started writing a verse, and I just adjusted the beat to be longer or shorter as needed. But it was basically it was all just based off of what everybody was vibing with and what they wanted to jump on. And you know, with 4 vocalists in the group, we don't really have a problem filling up, you know, 2 to 3 minutes on a song.
Okay, thank you. And I also wanted to ask, like, is the album Imperium, is it you know, can anyone or can any of the listeners find it on eLegend?
You said eLegend?
Yes. Jay, is it eLegend.net?
Yes, ma'am. It's eLegends.net. That's E, and then Legends with a Z, not a S, .net. And you guys can upload the projects, the albums, anything you all have on that platform. They're one of our proud sponsors. Definitely shout out to Dave of eLegends.net. So I, from the way they answered it, I think the answer is no, that it's not on there. But,
like wherever else, but that one.
Yeah, definitely.
All sites.
Oh yes, but you guys are welcome to join the platform and upload your music there as well. And there's no membership fees, nothing hard to do, and anything like that. So. And they also they do contests and things like that. You can earn money for likes and things like that. So it's definitely a good platform to get stuff on. So I'll send the link to Thelonious Funk, and he can blast it out to the rest of the members. But again, for anybody else that's listening as well, www.elegendswithaz.net. Yes. All right, Sharika, you know I plug long, so I can get the mic back to you.
No, I just wanted to ask to make sure, because I mean, I feel like, you know, the album is sick. It's crazy. It's versatile. You know, people could get into it, and it's something to listen to. But it's like a song that, you know, it was different songs for.
Yeah, for sure. Wish I get into it.
It's not, you know, it's versatile, yeah. In that aspect of. You know, when I listened to the first song, it was like, okay, so I'm interested now to listen to the whole album. And I listened to song after song. So it's like, you know, you do definitely want to hear, you know, different sounds and different beats and just the, you know, the words behind it and everything. But I know that it was stated that you were working on the music during COVID. Right? Am I mistaken, or is that correct?
Sorry, I don't mean to hog the mic.
Oh, go ahead.
Siren and I did the VPC in like early 2021, right when, you know, COVID was at its peak. So we did that, and it just basically came down to, well, you've worked with half the group. You wanna join up, and we can work together. And I said yes, and then it was immediately from there. I was like, all right, I wanna do a whole project with you guys. Let's start planning. Let's get going on that. And you know, life, as always, as it tends to do, gets in the way a little bit. So it got delayed a bit, but it the planning and all the collaboration and the exchange of music and beats and vocals and all that was on through Discord, because you know, whether it's travel distance or COVID, that was the easiest way to get it done.
Okay, so that's one of the, you know, one of the questions that I wanted to ask, like, what was it like, you know, because, you know, COVID happened and everybody's world changed, right? As we know it, it's like no more meeting up with everyone, no more doing business as normal. So, you know, how was that whole process like for everyone? Because everybody, you know, thinks of things differently, and of course changes happen and everything. But, you know, I just wanted to get a feel for, like, how was that like? Like, because I know it was definitely frustrating for me. I'm a mom. I, you know, had to adjust myself to work from home, to dealing with having, you know, 7 children at home while I'm working, noise, you know, helping them with homework or projects or different things like that. But, you know, definitely this is a different aspect. So, you know, the music era, you know, just doing everything and trying to meet up and trying to, you know, navigate, you know, listening to the music and listening to the beats and everybody coming up with their verses and everything. Like, what was that process like? Because I know it must have been nerve-wracking.
Yeah, for me, like, it definitely nerve-wracking because, like, I really get a lot of my inspiration, I mean, from life in general, but also traveling. And so with things still, like, halfway closed because of COVID, like, I really couldn't go anywhere. I was, like, unless it was maybe, like, online show, I would go to Florida to meet with the rest of the group. But other than that, I was here. I was here back in Ohio. So, and all I was doing here was working. So, I'm looking at four walls. So, like, coming up with verses for the new album, like, it took a lot out of me. Because, like I said, I wanted to, you know, match that same energy with the rest of the group and not just be, like, not writing verses like it was a chorus. I had to write, like, an actual verse. So, like, that it was a process. But, yeah, it was a good one at that because, it really got me, like, thinking and, you know, actually rearranging how I wanted to say things on the song. So I mean after all said and done, I thought it turned out pretty well.
Okay. So you know, I wanted to know also where can everybody follow you? I know you said you're on different platforms, but you know, where can everybody, you know, go to find and listen to your music, you know, whether it's Spotify or Apple Music or
all of the above?
Right.
It is on
as far as
every
Bandcamp,
streaming service.
Yeah. As far as Bandcamp, it's SPF Nerdcore at Bandcamp. You can find all of our stuff. But if you're in the streaming services, we're on Spotify, Apple Music,
Tidal,
all that stuff.
YouTube. I do recommend our Bandcamp because, you know, Spotify doesn't pay us anything. So if you wanted to support us directly, you know, spfnerdcore.bandcamp.com. A lot of our music is there, and I believe there's hyperlinks that will take you to the rest of our music. Also, we have, I believe it's phoenixforcemusic.com that has a link to everybody and everywhere where we're at. Our individual stuff, our together stuff, our upcoming shows, everything's listed there as well.
And that brings me to my next question. So my next question would be, you know, what you know, other projects are you working on? So what can we look out for in the near future?
I'm actually dropping a solo album. I'm dropping a solo album next month called No Wall Space. It's produced by one of my good friends, Lex Lingo. It's definitely more of a, I wouldn't call it nerdcore. There's some elements there, but it's not as nerdy as the other stuff I made. It's more real, more, you're going to be sad afterwards. I don't know. That's the best way I can put it. You might go to therapy.
Okay. And what about for the other gentlemen?
I have
Logo Modus or
no, you go ahead.
Okay. I have a project with Birdie Music that is hopefully coming out soon. We are crossing T's and dotting I's on that. It's called Chosen Ones, and we have a single out. It's called I Gotta Do It. It's on all streaming platforms and Bandcamp as well. I have a few other projects coming out within the year, so I'll probably leave that to surprise.
Okay.
I am in the planning processes for an album. You know, something that I'm putting together myself. But mainly, I am focusing on getting my DJ chops since I just started doing that recently. So I am working on shows at cons around Florida. You'll see me at Tampa Bay Comic Con at the end of July, and then Xavier Lord Zay and I have a show during SuperCon weekend on July 1st at a bar called Kill Your Idol down on Miami Beach. So if you want to check us out there.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. This is just what I'm talking about. So each of you gentlemen are doing different things and bringing different aspects into what you all do and collaborate together. So it's nice that you can be, you know, versatile in that aspect of just like things that you're doing and, you know, coming up with. And I really enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, I just wanted to ask one other question because I am a little intrigued. And I know you said it was a second, there was another album, right? It's called Art of Fusion. I'm going to definitely can check it out. But could you give me a little idea of what it's, you know, what it's about? Like that album?
Art of Fusion is going to be more. Oh, so you want it?
I mean, Art of Fusion, that was, you know, like it was our first album. And that was during a period of, like, when we was, like, really, this was prior to 2020. So we was all about, like, you know, getting lit, partying, like, really getting into, like, animes and video games and all that, as far as like references. So like it's definitely
back when we had hope in the world.
Yeah, for it to shut down for us and everybody else. But
yeah, man, the world was young. We were having a good time.
Yeah. Good times. That's how we explain it.
It's more. Art of Fusion, I would say, is more fandom-based as well. We have more songs about, like, I'll reference more, like, anime and stuff like that. And that one, we have a whole song about Legend of Zelda. We do have a song about, you know, con partying, because that's what we used to do back in the day. Art of Fusion was basically a good representation of, like, early SBF. The reputation that we built that we were the best party group and no one could hang with us. And it definitely represents that pretty well on the album.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Because I know, I mean, I watch anime sometimes, so it's like the songs that come, you know, the songs or just the instrumentals in regards to, like, you know, when you're watching anime, it's like, it's kind of funny, like, how they come up with the concept of it. You know, it's kind of funny to, like, listen to it and, you know, think about how they kind of put everything together. So, thank you so much for, you know, providing that information. But I just wanted to just take a moment and pause and just add, you know, if anyone wants to call into the show, just remember that our number is 929-477-3872 and press 1 to get into the queue. You know, encourage everybody to call in and talk to STF or just to, you know, plug anything that you have going on. If you want to talk about any new topic, anything you want to discuss, or just to give a shout out to STF, and if you have any questions for them, you know, please call into the show and we'll get you on the air.
Oh, yes. It's an interactive show. That's what we do it for. So if you're streaming from your phone, you know, Sharika said it. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1 and we'll bring you on. We're talking to STF, and we're also talking to you all, too. If you, you know, just get into the queue, press 1. And, you know, if you have any questions or if you have any topics, other topics, you know, like Flo called in and talked about Tubi, we can talk about that. You know, talk about current events. If you have anything you want to plug or shout out, you're welcome to do that. That's what we do it for here at the Digital Meet and Greet. See a lot of y'all screaming. JT. JT, I know you're chilling. I know you're enjoying everything.
What's up, Jay?
Oh, yes. I know you have any anything else you want to bring to the table.
Nah, man. Like I said, it's just been a real dope show, man. I got a lot of information. You know what I'm saying? The guys are really doing their thing. You know, like I say, a brand new album out now. You know, please go get it. We ain't heard it. Go get it. And, you know, just salute to them, man. Because a lot of people can really create during the pandemic, and the fact that they did and brought it all the way full circle, man. May just salute to them.
Oh, yes. Now, you know what I think would be dope? You know, JT is he's also a poet, the poet JT. You know what I think would be dope? If Thelonious Funk or DJ Modest Mind produced a spoken word track with the poet JT. I think that would be dope. Or have him spit at the end of one of the SPF tracks. Those claps on that idea.
Yeah, do like a little intro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah.
I definitely would be down.
Yeah, just hearing his voice on the production. That would be dope. Now JT, I know you're the program director at Big Woo Radio too. Shout out to Big Woo Radio. Now you've had Lord Zay. I think you've had Lord Zay on with Terrible Toad King and Swag Switcher. Now Thelonious Funk, you haven't been a guest on Big Woo Radio, have you?
I don't think so.
No, sir. I don't think we have had you on, but it's time. It's time to make that happen. It's time for us to collaborate, period. So I'm down for the discussion and, you know, put the plans in place for us to do some things together in the near future.
Word. Yeah, man, let me know.
Oh, God, definitely.
Oh, yes. Now, Flo, I know you're still there. I just, you know, put you back, but I'm going to put you back on. Flo, do you have anything? Because I know you have a lot of questions and stuff too when you, as the show progresses and you get to know the acts more. Do you have any questions or anything? Or any new topics you'd like to present to the group here? Okay. All right. Well, Well, SPF, again, for all the new people that's coming in streaming, plug everything again. You know, the links, the social media, best ways to get in touch with you, all of that. Just throw that out there to the universe again, to the people.
You can find us on Instagram. What is it? Phoenix Force Music on Instagram. Or no, Symphonic Phoenix Force, excuse me, on Instagram. Phoenix Force on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, Symphonic Phoenix Force. I've got my Twitter is Modest Mind FL. I know Lord Zay is Lord Zay on Twitter. What else we got?
I'm Felonious Fox, like everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, wherever.
The piggyback, yeah, we basically, we have everything separate. Sorry, guys, I didn't mean to talk over you. Yeah, as SPF, we basically have every social media except for TikTok for some reason. We don't have a group TikTok yet, but you can find all of us individually on TikTok for the most part. We do have a Twitch channel as well, PhoenixForce_TV. We'll be getting back to streaming soon, eventually. It's, you know, life is hard, working so many hours. But we'll definitely get back on streaming as well. But, yeah, you can find us everywhere. You can find me, Lord Zay. That's LORDXZAE. Google me. I'm on everything.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, thanks for shouting all that out. Yeah, now I got a few questions, then we're gonna wrap it up. Again, I'm going to throw the number back out there for the new people streaming. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, give us a call at 929-477-3872. You know, I know they don't give you the number on all these other different platforms to stream on, so that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. It will bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone already, all you have to do is just press 1. You know, and if you're new and you don't really know what's going on, you just saw the flyer somewhere, I'm going to check the show out, and you don't really know, that's fine. That's fine. We're still doing open discussions and all that as well. So if you just want to, you know, parachute in the middle of the conversation, not knowing what's going on, and just want to just blurt something out, you're welcome to do. We welcome that. We welcome that. And, you know, we'll just tell you what it is, you know. All right, now SPF, I'm going to ask you this. The future of SPF, where do you all see it going within the next, well, at least 2025, at least in 2025?
Oh,
where y'all going?
2025 is a long time from now.
Okay, next year.
We'll be alive by then.
<We're short. laughs>
Well,
I think
go ahead,
what was that?
You can take it. I think ideally we'd like to put together another album or EP. But I know right now we're sort of in a creative mode where we're all trying to, you know, for lack of a better term, secure our own bag. You know, we've got some momentum solo-wise while also representing the group. So I know I'm trying to put together something. Felonious Funk's got his thing going. Lord Dave's got his thing going. I think for the next year or so, it's gonna be a lot of that.
Okay.
The piggyback that, basically, I think that's the vibe as well. I mean, 2025, we should have something out together again. But right now is we're gonna ride the wave on Imperium, and hopefully do more shows. We got 2 coming up, and we just keep vibing, man. You're going to hear a lot of us everywhere.
For sure. you'll definitely yes. see, you'll definitely hear more music. You'll definitely see more entertainment from us. And yeah, we're not going anywhere. So, SPF baby.
Yes, yes.
To infinity.
Now, Thelonious Funk, shout out the label right quick. You know.
Funk Breaks Entertainment. That's
Funk Breaks.
my personal beats company. So if you need that beat, hit up my, I have a website, thelonioushunk.com, or just hit me up on social medias, all that, and we'll work something out.
Dope, dope. Now is SPF, are they signed? They're signed under Funk Breaks, right? Or
no, no.
Or is it different? Okay.
SPF is indie.
Say it again. What was SPF did what? Say it again.
So we SPF
we're indie.
We're independent.
Independent. Okay. 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 Okay.
If you slide me a fat check, I might think about it.
we said 2025. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, you know, slime some good cash. You know, I'll join a label real quick. You gotta have my masters.
Definitely. That's what it would take for you guys to sign, right? If the situation is good.
No.
Not with Funk Breaks. I'm talking about any label. Let me be more specific. I mean any label, not Funk Breaks. Not in particularly Funk Breaks, but any label that approaches.
No label at all. No.
No label.
Yeah,
no.
Like, it would have to be a top-notch publishing, something. Like, yeah, they're not going to F me over on masters and stuff.
I got you.
No. Mm-hmm. We're joking with that. No, we rather keep our own stuff in-house, man. Shout out to the people that are on labels, like major labels. More
true.
Power to you, but it'll never be my speed. I mean, unless I get a giant fat check, then maybe I'll consider it. But
yeah. Okay. Okay. Dang. So that actually eliminates some of the questions I had because they were going to go. It was kind of in line with that.
I need the type of check where deep sea diving into Titanic seems like a good idea. That's the type of check I need. You know.
Yeah. Now, DJ Modest Mind, this is for you. I know you said you want to do compilations and things like that. What about a compilation of strictly nerdcore artists? You know, would that be something, or you want to just?
Yeah. So the album that I want to do is basically an homage to the people that were around me when I was first learning. You know, I started producing in 2018. One of the first beats that I ever made was on Sly Switch's King's Banner in 2019. So I wanted to do something to show off the people that helped me learn what I know. And all those guys are all those people are in nerdcore. So that is definitely the plan for sure.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. What about having? I know Mega Ran's the godfather. Well, I know he wasn't first, but he's kind of like I would say the biggest nerdcore artist. What about getting him on the compilation? If you could do it, I know he probably had to work. Definitely work something out.
Yeah, that is currently in the works.
Nice.
But I've already landed bigger fish than I thought I would have for this album, so I'm very excited to see what the final product is.
Dope. Yes, I'm throwing some claps on it.
I'm trying not to spoil it because I know who he has.
I was about to ask that. Is it nerdcore or just just regular mainstream or big indie artist?
No, it's nerdcore. They're kind of transcending nerdcore a little bit. You know, they got their own things. I can't say any more. No spoilers. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, Dad, I was going to ask another question.
I'm happy for him.
You say you're happy for him or them?
For him, for Modest. Yeah, I'm really, really excited because I heard.
Oh, you have for Modest.
It's good. I'm excited for him.
Definitely. And I can't guess, can I? Because you'd be like, no, we're not going to go tell you.
No.
Oh, yeah. And you know I know a lot of nerdcore artists, too. So Jay might actually get it right. Don't guess. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Definitely. I actually want to throw some names at you, not to guess who it is. This is something totally different, but people that I would love to see you work with and want to know if you've heard of them. And these are not big nerdcore artists. They're more just regular indie performers, but they also dabble in the nerdcore genre. You ever heard of Mac Nova?
The name rings a bell.
Mac Nova. Well, we're going to be doing a live stream in the Cave on the Cave platform this Thursday, in another 2 days of this week, with Mac Nova. And Mac Nova has a single, Smart Boy, out. Shout out to Smart. He was actually here on the digital meet and greet a couple of months ago. He's a nerdcore. Well, he's not a nerdcore, just a regular indie hip hop artist, but kind of like the Wu-Tang, where they kind of shout out references to nerd culture and things like that. Check them out when you get a chance. Mac Nova, you can go to www.macnovauniverse.net. www.macnovauniverse.net. And that's macnovauniverse.net. And check them out. Check out his music. And he has a lot of art, like anime art style covers and things like that. And plugs and references to, different, hobbyist culture. So I think it'd be dope. But again, check them out Thursday. We'll be doing a live stream on the Cave platform. It'll also stream on the Media Blast Facebook page, so you can see it live. And shout out to my co-panelists, Keisha Cox and Blaze Belushi. They will they'll be joining us, or joining me, on this nerd panel. And you guys are welcome to if you want the StreamYard link when we start taking some people, you guys want to jump in on a panel or something, you're welcome to do it, because we'll be talking about nerd topics and stuff like that, and we'll also interview Mac Nova as well at the end of the panel. So definitely check them out. Okay, another, I get long-winded when it comes to plugging shit, but another name I want to throw. Thelonious Funk, I already know you work with him, but I'm going to just say it again for the stream. You familiar with Slow Chemical?
That name also rings a bell. Yeah, we did a track with him a while back ago. Oh,
that's right.
Thelonious.
Yeah.
Lord Zay,
yeah,
you work with him, too.
We did something with him.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I want to see that. Go ahead.
I think that song's on Spotify as well. Yeah. I think I put that in my features playlist. So, yeah. That was a fun song. That was one of the first, I guess you could say, rap rock songs I did. It was on like a rock type of beat. It was fun. Shout out to Slow Chemical. Good people.
Yeah. Shout out to Slow Chemical. He was actually, want to call in tonight. I guess he got wrapped up, but yeah, he's going to slide on and shout you guys out. Slow Chemical, also he writes comic books and you know, he you know, plugs nerd culture, not necessarily a nerdcore artist, but definitely represents it. But, yeah, I would love to see those collab. Well, you already did a collab with Soul Chemical, but DJ Modest Mind, you in particular, you know, him jumping on one of your tracks or something, that'd be dope. I think so. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go on ahead and wrap it up. I do thank all the people that are streaming that don't want to call in. That's fine. We do appreciate your ears. We appreciate all the callers who called in, also the ones that the line dropped. You know, we appreciate your patience for the ones who hang in there. Definitely, Flo, thank you for, you know, calling in as well. I got your line open. Shout out to everybody. Oh, there you go. Shout out to all the – definitely. Thank you. Thank you for hanging in there. Definitely check out Fusion. Check out the new album. Check out everything SDF has. Check out the solo project, Lord Zay. Also check out the other members as well, Swag Swisher, Terrible Toad King. You know, like I said, rather whatever they're not on the album or they are on the album, they still family, so definitely check them out. Lord Zay, I'm glad you – I know you changed the name a while back, but I love saying this more than Loser X.
Appreciate it. That's what no one wants.
What'd you say?
I said that's what no one wanted to call me Loser X. That's when the name change happened, but I appreciate that.
Definitely. Oh yes. And definitely looking forward to hearing more projects. Is there any last thing? We'll start with DJ Modest Mind. Is there any last thing you want to say? Any last thing you want to plug? Last shout out? Anything?
Yeah, I've got a merch site. If anybody's looking for to support some local artists, modestmindmusic.com. I've also got a list of upcoming shows that I'm doing on that, and a contact page in case you wanna book us or me. But other than that, yes, you know, thanks for having us on. Thanks for giving us a platform to share our music. And look forward to the next time, man.
Oh, yes, true indeed. I got to have you on one of the K panels, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I also want to shout out I meant to do this earlier. I want to shout out my Twitch, the Media Blast Twitch channel. That's www.twitch.tv/TheMediaBlast. Definitely check that out. The two streams I did didn't go so well. got to figure the tech part out of it. But, yeah, we're going to be streaming some more video games and talking shit on that channel as well as plugging things. So definitely follow me. I'll follow back. Also check, we're going to do some of the live streams on YouTube as well, youtube.com/@TheOfficialMediaBlast. And, you know, Sharika E is the introduction to the YouTube channel. So if you see Sharika E in her accent and speaking to you, that you got the right page. So definitely check out the YouTube page and follow us over there. So let me get back to getting the last words in. Actually, I'm going to take a break from the group, and I'm going to go to the host. JT, is there any last word you want to say?
I just say, man, just a dope show tonight. Appreciate the fellas coming on tonight, rocking with us. Of course, you know, my social media, Big Blue Radio on Facebook, Poet JT on IG and Facebook, James Sherman Thompson, the government name on Facebook. Go follow episodes of Melody Poetry Show as well as Big Blue Acting the Fool on BigWooRadio.com. And again, we extend the invitation, you know, to the guys to come on Big Woo Radio in the near future and do an interview, as well as coming on live with me and doing interviews as well. Look forward to having and talking and collaborate with you guys and seeing what we can do together real soon.
Oh,
for sure.
Yes. That'll be dope. Let me throw some claps on that. Let's make that happen sooner than later. Sharika E., any last words, any last things you want to say?
I would just like to thank everybody for a great show tonight. SDF, I would like to thank you, gentlemen, for coming on and just sharing, you know, everything, like how you got started, your music, upcoming events, or, you know, just future plans. I wish you nothing but success and many blessings to you all on your album, solo careers. Just keep it up, and I'm looking forward to definitely hearing more and seeing you more. You know, I just wanted to ask one question, though. Are there any music videos lined up in the future for any songs on the album?
Maybe. Possibly.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
We probably should do one. She was asking about do we have any music videos planned? The problem is that we're, you know, with Phil is up in Ohio, and the Siren's in Puerto Rico right now. I don't live in Tampa, but, you know, everybody's a little distant right now, you know, living space-wise, so it makes it tough.
Okay. So, you know, maybe, like you said, maybe, hopefully something down the line, you know, it will be great to see. But again, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight and just, you know, letting us ask you questions. Of course, me asking a ton of questions because I'm very intrigued. I am definitely a fan now. So keep it up. I hope to hear more from you in the future.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, we got a quick caller that want to jump in right quick. We officially wrap it up. Then I'm going to pass the mic to the last two members. Caller in the 346, 368. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Melinda Parker.
Melinda Parker, how you doing? Yes.
How is everyone doing?
Hey. You doing well.
How's it going?
I just like to make a little quick shout out to SPF and to tell you all to keep the good work. Good luck, continued success, and your fourth going. I have to make this real quick because I'm sneaking on here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melinda. Thank you for the words of encouragement to the group. Oh, yes. Thank you for listening. Let's throw them claps out. Yes. I appreciate all the people that streamed tonight, and definitely let's get those streams up for the group, too, you know. You know, SPF, check out the new album, Emporium. Check it out on Bandcamp. We're going to throw the link out as soon as that's in, after we wrap everything up. Definitely Melinda Parker. Melinda, thank you for calling in and showing that support. And we'll take anybody else that wants to jump on right quick, in and out right quick, you're welcome to do that. Just press 1 if you're streaming from your phone or, you know, the number 929-477-3872. And then press 1. You got to hurry up because we're wrapping the show up. So if you want to hurry up, get in at the last minute like Melinda did, you're welcome to do that. We encourage that. You know, the group likes to hear that. Definitely, Melinda, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yes. All right. Lord Zay, any last-minute things you'd like to say? Any, you know, last-minute plugs, comments, anything?
Yeah, of course. You know, thank you for having us on. Thank you for giving us a platform to speak. Definitely shout out to everybody that called in. Thank you guys. Let me get my little plugs in. Like I said, I do have a solo album coming out July 21st, the day before my birthday. It's called No Wall Space. And it's also the 4-year anniversary of changing my name to Lord Zay. So it's a good little time there.
Yes.
And we do have some upcoming shows as well. We have a show up in Miami and one I'm working on in Tampa. I'll give you the dates once that's confirmed. And then we have another one, I believe, July 14th in Tampa as well. So we're making moves here.
Oh, yes, indeed, indeed.
Quick shout-out to Sub-Zilla and Bill Beats. They just dropped an album called Late Checkout, which I'm also featured on, so shout-out to them as well. And shout-out to Gross Angel as well. I just did a feature track with him. So, yeah, we're making moves. We're making moves.
Yes, yes. Definitely looking forward to seeing some more Lord Zay collabos. All right.
Oh, there's plenty in the pipeline, so you'll get a lot.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Felonious Funk. Last-minute words, plugs, anything you want to say, the floor is yours.
Thank you all. Thank you, Jay, and everyone on Media Blast and on this talk show. Thank you for having us. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to all the listeners. And everyone out there, like, whatever you have in your mind that you think you could do, just do it. Like, do not be afraid. You only have one life. Get out there and do it. Believe in yourself. And just do it. That's it.
True indeed. True indeed. Let me throw them claps on that. All right. That's our show. No show next week, but we'll return in July with some all-new episodes. Also, this week, if you're following the Media Blast page or the Cave Facebook group, CAVEK Facebook group, you can check out the Nerdcore panel with Keisha Cox and Blaze Belushi and myself talking to Mac Nova and talking about some nerd stuff and Nerdcore music and anime and comics and video games. Also, shout out to Felicia Rivers of Geechee One Films for the partnership that we're doing with my game development company, Coleman Interactive Studios. Upcoming release, you know it, Glory Mountain coming soon for the PCs and Macs. Yeah, definitely check out that RPG. All right, you guys don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See y'all next
night.
Time. All
Peace.
Right.